Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, May the 10th, 2021, 17 minutes past the hour. And again, we want to congratulate the winner of our big Cinco de Mayo giveaway. It was Ryan. He won the Hirschberger's Corn Salsa. What better gift for a Cinco de Mayo contest? And we'll be starting a new contest tomorrow, and we have three items now that are not from this area that we will be giving away, so that'll be a lot of fun. Any ideas on how to do that contest? Now, we're going to do it kind of the way we've been doing it, in which we'll ask a whole bunch of questions one day, and we'll enter everybody's name into a drawing, and then the following day we'll draw the winner. But we have three different items. So the ways we can do this at this point are, I could tell you, well, I could set aside one item and say, okay, this is the item that we're playing for today, or I could let the winner pick of the three items which one they wanted. Now, we could do that as well. So, does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. Those of you who play these games with us, and we appreciate you who play these games. Now, a lot of these items that we will be giving away are things you cannot get in Marion, which is a fun giveaway to do. 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on this? And I cannot look at our atomic clock because the time is wrong once again. Coming up on 19 minutes past the hour. Now, something struck my mind during the break there that we had done this contest. Well, I don't even know if it was a contest. On Friday, we, during the Exchange Club program at 12 noon, we had decided that if... I'm trying to remember how this all came about, and we only talked about it for an hour. But if you took your mother, or a mother went to the root beer stand and said they heard it on WWGH, you could get a free piece of strawberry pie as long as you ordered something else. It could have even been a root beer. Now, the weather was awful, and it was cold, it was rainy, and it's just a bit of a mess. So, go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
On your atomic clock.
Oh, yes.
On the back.
Yes.
Is there a knob or a switch that will lock in the time?
Yeah, it's on.
I have two of them, and when I know the time's going to change, I unlock it, and then when the time catches up to it, then I lock it again.
Now it's on lock right now.
Okay, and it keeps. It still keeps changing?
Keeps changing. It's on lock, and daylight savings time is on, and it's on Eastern Standard Time, but it just goes haywire certain days.
Okay.
I don't know why. It didn't used to do this.
Change the battery. Maybe that'll help.
Well, you know, I wonder if that's what it is, because, maybe, is there something... yours are okay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, and they never reset.
No, they're, not until they're supposed to.
Yeah, for some reason this resets. Now, have you ever heard the thing about the temperature?
The temperature.
Yeah, we had a caller call in hour number one, who said that she heard that these atomic clocks were affected sometimes by the temperature in the room.
No, I've never heard that. Hmm. And I actually have one. A big clock outside that is an atomic clock, and, you know, it gets below freezing and gets above 100, and it never affects the time.
Well, I just wonder, is there any way to turn the atomic nature of this off to where I can just set it and be done with it?
Oh, I don't know.
Because if I unlock it, I really can't see what the other options are. Let me see here. The other options are lock, time set, and calendar. Now, if I left it on time set, and then I set it, would it just stay there?
Well, I don't know. I unlock mine when I know the time's supposed to change, and then when it does, I set it back to lock, so buttons don't get pushed. Maybe somebody's screwing around with you.
Well, it's interesting because right now the temperature since the first hour has went up about 4 degrees in here, and now the little thing up in the corner of the atomic clock, which shows it's picking up a signal, uh-huh. All of a sudden now that's blinking and it shows it's picking up a signal.
I don't know.
It's very strange. We'll see if it sets itself here in the next.
I have the answer for you.
Yeah, we'll see if it's. Do you have any thoughts on the prize giveaways?
I think you should let people pick.
So you think I should let them know before, or just let them pick once they win?
I think you should let them know what they're playing for. That's what you guys used to do.
Well, we used to do that, but the problem is that everybody wanted to eat. And people would take that 30-day policy and they would take it right to the edge, and then they would just clean out the food. And the people who didn't win very often really never got a chance to get in on it.
Well, you don't want somebody... I guess you want somebody to want what you're giving away.
Right, but, you know, I don't think we give away bad prizes. So I think that, and you can always pass. I mean, if Ryan had called in this morning and said, I don't want the salsa, I would have just drawn another name.
You know, well, that's true, too.
Yeah, because that was the original reason we started doing it a different way, was because people wanted food. No matter what we had. I mean, every so often somebody would want zoo or the fair or whatever, but the problem was there are certain people who have our number programmed into their phones, and they're very into that, and some people are at work. Like this morning, Ryan called from work, and any time it was anything to do with food, it seemed like the same people were winning.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. So,
did you ever give away the T-shirt? Wasn't there a T-shirt?
A T-shirt.
A long time ago. It was an extra large T-shirt. Charlie was still alive when this was going on.
Oh, Trey, he was trying to get rid of that Jegs T-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, hold on a second. Well, you know what? We stopped doing those giveaways right around the pandemic time, and I still have our giveaway list. Let me grab that here. It's on the side shelf. Let me see if we ever did give away that T-shirt, because I have the last few giveaways that went on. Let's see here. Whoop. Okay, there's that. Okay, the last giveaways we did were around March the 11th of last year.
Uh-huh.
And let's see. I do not see that Jeg shirt on here, but it was not laying on the desk at the last place. So, you know,
maybe it got lost in the shuffle.
You know, I think somebody did take it. As a matter of fact, I think Bob might have taken it.
Okay.
If I remember right, I think Bob might have taken that. Maybe.
I always played for the zoo tickets. I like the zoo tickets.
Well, you know, and the sad thing was, last year we did have zoo tickets, but the zoo kept changing its policies.
Yeah.
And we were trying to deal with our policies because we had fewer people coming into the office when people could pick up things.
Right.
And with the pandemic going up and down, we never did much with those last year. Hopefully this year will be different.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. And we can all be back to
semi-normal.
Yeah, somewhat normal. You know, getting the pickup times is right, too. So hopefully we'll be able to fix that up and get back to normal.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. What do you think about the prize giveaways? But yeah, that's why we switched up to doing things the way we do them now with the trivia, was because of the lack of food. People wanted food, and anytime we said we had food, people went berserk. And it seemed like the same people were winning every time. And the people who were at work or who didn't have their phone number, our phone number programmed in exactly right, did not seem to be winning those prizes. So that's why we ended up going to the policy we have now. But we do have these three items now that you cannot buy in Marion. And we'll start that contest tomorrow. And how would you like to see it done? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
On your atomic clock, you have it set on daylight savings time, not Eastern Standard?
Both.
And if it's blinking, unlock it so the signal can come through. You're blocking a signal by having it locked.
So you don't lock the signal?
Well, no. You lock it after it. It gives you the time and sets the clock. Then you lock it.
Well, I believe
you've got it locked now, and it's blinking. It's trying to send you a signal, and it can't get through.
Well, but see, here's the thing, though. Now, when we have the signal and it is locked, why does it change?
Well, it shouldn't. It shouldn't.
But it does.
Hmm.
Because it was fine on Friday, and it was locked on Friday, and when I came in this morning, it was a completely different year, month, date, and time.
Well, you could have had a power outage. We've been having power outages just for like 5 minutes, and then it'll come back on.
Well, this is
use up the clock.
Well, this is a battery.
Well, I understand. Well, yeah, that would make a difference.
Yeah. So
you might have a weak battery.
Do what?
You might have a weak battery.
Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. It's very strange.
When in doubt, change the battery.
I guess. And I have some batteries back here if I can find them in a box after we moved. I'll have to change them and see. Now, see, it looks like it's picking up the signal right now. It's got the little thing up in the corner, and it's going up and down, and it's showing that it's...
Have you got it locked or unlocked?
It's unlocked now. But it was
okay.
Locked before, and it was doing that. So I have no idea.
Well, it'll take... Is it blinking, or is it a solid...
It's solid, and it's showing, you know, like it's going, like that rainbow thing. It's showing that it's going out and then in, out then in. Like
okay,
it's picking.
Trying to get a signal then, so it should be glowing bright, and that tells you that it's connected.
You know, it must be connected, or I don't know how it would be glowing like this, but who knows?
I'd change the batteries.
Well, we might have to. That might be the next step here.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Again, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. The old atomic clock problem. And we're also taking input on how you would like to see the giveaways done. But the reason we got away from doing giveaways the old way was just we had the same winners every time when it came to food. And when it came to things like that T-shirt that our listener, our friend there, was talking about this morning. We could not get rid of things like that because nobody wanted the T-shirt. Everybody wanted the food. So that's why that has gone on. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, our big Cinco de Mayo winner was Ryan. And he'll be picking that up during Linda Sims' show later on today. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, it's me here.
Yeah.
You were just talking about that contest.
Right.
A little bit ago.
Yep.
You had a policy. You only won once every 3 days, which was great. The extra number of days to pick it up, which was right. I agree with that. But then, a lot of times people did not call in, or whatever. So, You said some people went all the time. Well, if it didn't go away and somebody else called in, there should have been no problem with that first morning.
Well, I'll tell you what was happening, because you want to be nice, and I always appreciate the listeners. But the policy used to be you could win once every 30 days, and you had 10 days to pick it up. Well, somebody would show up on day number 15, and we had re-given the prize away. Well, they would come in, and they would say, well, you weren't here when you said you were going to be here. And you know what? I don't know if the person was here at night, so then the prize was gone. Now, I know I'm here every day. So I guess maybe I'll just have to say, if you can pick it up when I'm here, then that's fine. And if you can't, then you can't get it. Because that's what was happening with that policy was people were coming after 10 days. And when I said you're outside of the 10-day policy, they were saying, well, but we did come last Wednesday and nobody was here. So then they would want the prize again, and then we would have to try to accommodate them, and it was just a mess.
Right. A lot of people
trying to double dip you. Well, they would, and you know, I know certain families and friends would have their, you know, spouses call in and all this sort of thing, and it was a mess, and it became... That's why the policy became hard. I mean, I had people showing up who were wanting to win prizes, and they would be asking if we had extra tickets more than what they won. And you know, that gets old after a while.
I knew that was happening. But, so like when I won, whatever ticket was there, I gave it $0 that you were open and you were there. I didn't try to double dip nobody. I didn't cry. I picked up whatever prize it was and went on about my business. And there were times I called in with answers, but I was not eligible yet, and I would tell it. I'm not eligible yet. I'll call in when I'm eligible.
Right.
But we're not doing that, though.
Well, and 90% of people did follow those rules, but there was a 10% gap that was becoming a problem, and then, you know, we had the pandemic, and then that was an issue. So, you know, it's very strange because gifts are free, and then I even had people who would show up. And they'd say, well, the gift I wanted is not here, and maybe it was because they were outside the 10 days, and then they'd want you to give them something else that they didn't win. So it was...
There's a point. They had 10 days to pick it up. If they come in on the 11th, 12th, or 15th day, then they were done. Your policy was, which everybody knew, you had to have it done in 10 days. So... If they came in after that 10 days, then they wouldn't go over them.
Well, maybe we'll have to, when we get some bigger prizes, we'll have to institute something, because the problem is, and I think Nate has found this out too, is that if you don't do it as a drawing, you do get a lot of the same people. And then also the problem is, if you do the 30-day policy, some people have to wait 30 days, and by the time you get to the end of the 30 days, a lot of people are gone who normally would call in.
Well, it didn't bother me because when I could go in and out of my 30 days, I had no problem with that. But you have people that have that problem.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll work it out, Bob. I appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open. Well, that was kind of the... But you know what? The true reason we haven't done the prize... big prizes in the last year has just been because of the pandemic, because it's hard to let people in the office, and it's just very difficult. So that's what that has been all about. But we have tried it from time to time, and it's worked okay when we've done it time to time this way. But to have people come to the office during the pandemic, some people are uncomfortable, and that just doesn't work very well. And then people would want it mailed to them, and it just becomes a big hassle in some ways. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, if we were doing one gift a week, mailing it would not be a big issue. But when we were doing quite a few gifts a week, and some of the stuff would be hard to mail. You couldn't just slip it in an envelope. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, it sounds like you need to have a yard sale and put a quarter on the atomic clock.
Or get rid of the atomic clock?
Yeah, or give it out as a prize.
Well, you know, it's a big clock, and everybody likes to look at it because it keeps time with, you know, so we know where we are in the show. Now, I can look over at the computer, but sometimes the screen goes blank. So that's why we use the atomic clock, and it's too bad it doesn't work.
I was just trying to be funny, but...
Well, no, I understand. No. It might need to go that way at some point. Now, do you have a policy? I know you've won some things. What do you think about the prize policy?
Well, I have no problem with it every 30 days. I know when I listened to Charlie a lot, you know, from years past, a lot of times he had trouble getting people to call in and answer questions.
Well, yeah, that becomes a problem, too, because sometimes people don't know the answers, and sometimes food was always a big giveaway. When we had the food, people would call in. Now, as we got toward the end of summer, the zoo tickets didn't do so well. It seemed like Tecumseh never really did very well. There were just certain things that didn't do well. Now, the Zumbezi Bay, I think we always gave all those away. But, you know, just kind of depends on people's tastes, I guess.
Nate seems to get quite a few people calling in on his show.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, that's the thing. I think once a week to give one prize away is good. But our problem was we were doing it 3 days a week, and we were giving away, you know, sometimes we'd give away 10 prizes a week.
Oh, yeah, right now it's once a week, right?
Well, yeah. Here, yeah. So I think that was one of the big problems on Charlie's show, or any time I did it, was, you know, if you go back and look at our prize sheet, we'd give anywhere between 5 and 10 prizes away a week, sometimes more than that. And, you know, when you're just giving one prize away, that's a little different. But then, you know, the way we did it on those shows was you answer a question, you get a prize. Well, if you get your question answered in the first 5 minutes, what do you do for the next 45 minutes?
Right. I think giving people choice of prize, you know, that new contest you're talking about on the stuff you got there.
Right.
Giving them a choice. Because if they win something they don't really want, they're not going to come and get it.
Right, which like I would have said this morning, when Ryan won the salsa, if he would have said he didn't want that, we would have just drawn another name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's a good way to do it. That way, everybody's got a fair chance to get in. And if you really don't want it, just let us know, and we won't hold it here for you for 10 days, and we can just give it to somebody else.
Hey, you could do like I did my alarm clock, my old alarm clock. When it didn't work, I banged it around a little bit. And then it didn't work at all.
Oh, with this atomic clock?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we want to... apparently it's 5:19 on January 18th, 2018, according to this atomic clock.
Too bad it can't give us the lottery numbers.
I know, it's about 3 years off, and quite a few hours off here, so who knows?
Yeah.
It's a weird thing, but hopefully we'll get this prize. I'll tell you, the three gifts, though, the three prizes, they're all very good, and they're things you can't get in Marion, much like this corn salsa. So I would assume that people will want them, and again, if they don't, they can always call and tell me they don't.
And they all are probably Mexican-themed, right?
The other items, not really. Now, this Cinco de Mayo one was, but the other items, not really.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, I'll be listening.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Contests and atomic clocks are the conversation this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp after this show this morning, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m., and then Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. Stay tuned for all that, and our next contest begins tomorrow from 8:10 until 10 a.m. So be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for that tomorrow morning, and we'll see how that all shakes out. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, on the drawings?
Yes.
I think you should let them pick. Maybe have 3 to 5. I don't know how many contests you're going to have a week, because like the salsa and stuff, certain food people can't eat if it's like would be fudge or something. And I think you should have like just a crossword puzzle or what do you call it, those puzzles, something just simple. But a lot of people, like older people, you know, they would be more up to want the... what do you call it, like the puzzles and different stuff, but I think they should, whatever they could use, because a lot of people can't do like that salsa. There's no way I could, you know, take that and stuff, because a lot of food I can't have here, so...
Right, and we should have some, well, we do have some gifts. A matter of fact, there was a gift that I thought about using as a backup, because I know not everybody's into the food. That has nothing to do with food. But, you know, honestly, if somebody called in, like on this salsa thing, and said they didn't want the salsa, I would have given them this other gift.
Yeah, because like a lot of older people, I think you maybe have an older audience. They might like these crossword, you know, you do these crossword puzzles, or you just do puzzles and, you know, like a book maybe or something like that, and different stuff. I think it should be like a choice, because... you know, and everything, so...
Well, you know, I tell you, one time we thought about doing this, and I don't think we ever ended up doing it, but we came up with, like, an 8x10 certificate, and it was signed by people around here, and the idea... but it had a picture on it, and I can't remember what the picture was, but it was a picture, something to do with this station, and I thought, well, maybe people would like to have that, you know, that picture that they could put in their house that say they won the contest on this such and such a date, and, you know, they could hang it up in their home or put it on their desk or do whatever. I thought that would be a fun gift.
Yeah, are you going to be around there around 10, Scott? I know somebody else comes on, but I haven't been able to get a hold of you.
You know, this morning, I might be, yeah. If you, before,
it'll just be a couple minutes.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, right as soon as we go off the air, I should be.
Okay, I'll try to call then and everything. My phone's acting up, so I'll try to call then.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, contests and atomic clocks, the conversation this morning. And again, tomorrow morning we'll start our next contest, and we'll see how this goes. They're fun, and they are items that you cannot get in Marion, and then we have the one item, which I do have here, which has nothing to do with food. I'm not sure if all the items have to do with food, to be honest with you. I'd have to look in the bag again. I don't think they all have to do with food. 740-383-9944. Let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Are you on the air?
Yes.
What's the subject?
The subject is how we're going to give prizes away on the air.
Trivia contest.
Huh?
Answer a trivia contest correctly.
Well, we might have to do that. Do you have the radio on where you are?
No, I don't.
You don't? So how are things with you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. On the mend over there?
Oh, yes.
Well, good, good. So, yeah, we're talking about trivia. Maybe we'll have to go back to trivia. What kind of trivia?
Well, there's all kinds of things, like old TV, movies, music.
Do you have a good trivia question you can try to stump me with right now?
This is an old bit of goodie. Who played Eric Cartwright? And what show was he on?
Now Cartwright would have been Bonanza, right?
That's true.
Okay, so I'm halfway there. Eric Cartwright, let's see. Dan Blocker was Haas, and Michael Landon was somebody. and Lorne Green was a Cartwright. Now, were any of them the Cartwrights?
Yes, one of them was.
Was it Michael Landon?
No.
No. So who am I missing here?
How about Tan Blocker? Hollis's real name was Eric.
Oh, so I did. I was right here. First one I said was Dan Blocker. Do I get points for that?
Sure.
What prize do I get?
You get to answer the next call.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Well, see, there you go. I didn't know that, but how about that? I knew the Cartwrights were Dan Blocker, Michael Landon, and Lorne Green. But I don't know what Lorne Green's name was, and I don't know what Michael Landon's name was. I just know their last name was Cartwright. Although I never watched Bonanza, to be honest with you. I've seen it, but it's never something... those westerns I was never really into, like Gunsmoke and Bonanza. A lot of people like them. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. As I've said, giveaways and atomic clocks. And apparently trivia questions this morning are the topic du jour. Now, yesterday on Mother's Day, what I was saying, we had a very cold, chilly, nasty weather day. And on Friday, we had talked about going over to the root beer stand to get a free piece of strawberry pie if you ordered something on Mother's Day between 12 and 8. Now, we had some people call in who said they were going to go try this, but I think memories are short, and we did not talk about it a whole lot. We only talked about it for about 45 minutes, and Mother's Day is very busy. People out there with the flour shortage and all this. Did anybody go over and get a piece of strawberry pie yesterday? I want to know how it was, if you did. Give me a call, 740-383-9944, because I have not had any strawberry pie this year at all. So if anybody went over yesterday, let me know. I know it would have been torrential downpours and a really harrowing experience to go out yesterday morning. But if you did, let me know. Or yesterday, I guess, over the course of the day. 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Did you go get a piece of strawberry pie? And, it was an interesting idea to see what would happen, but it was an interesting idea. Let's put it that way. 740-383-9944. Did anybody take a mother or mom over to get a piece of strawberry pie on Sunday at the root beer stand? I was telling somebody, memories sometimes can be short when it comes to that stuff, and it's difficult. It's very, very difficult. Also, how do you think the contest here should go? 740-383-9944. We're getting down to the last 10 minutes here of the program today, and I don't want to get into the trip to Amish country because it's going to take longer than 10 minutes to explain this. So, let's take the phone call here, and we'll come back. I'll talk about Amish country tomorrow. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I made it.
Oh, yeah. Now, how was it?
It was good.
Good. Now, what did you have with your strawberry
pie? I had my veal, had my curly fries, and my root beer.
Oh, nice. So, now, what does the strawberry pie taste like over there? I know I had it one time last year, but I can't remember. Did you have a piece?
No. My wife did.
She did? Now,
I didn't get it.
Is it? She didn't even give you a little bite.
Not a bite.
Not even a bite.
Yeah, she said it was really good.
Now, isn't Mother's Day was a wreck yesterday weather-wise?
They had a few when I got there. Of course, I didn't get there to around 5. I waited and they had quite a few in there, but a lot of it was carry out.
Oh, yesterday?
Yeah, pick up and carry out. But it seems like they was doing all right. They was coming in spurts while we sat there, but like I said, a lot of what they ordered was carry outs.
Oh, it was. I think it was just a mess yesterday, weather-wise.
It was. It was flooded over there.
Oh, it was flooded at the root beer stand?
Yeah, her park back of the parking lot on the north side. Yeah, it really had a lot of water in weighing in there, and you had to drive through it.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, but waded through.
Yeah, but it was really good. I mean, everything was really extraordinary good. You know, and she said the pie was really great. Put the whipped cream on top and everything, and put it in a little holder.
Well, I'm glad that I'm glad you had a good Mother's Day. I'm glad the mom there had a good Mother's Day, and I'm glad you got your pie.
But I told her I should have bought a piece for myself.
You should have, if it's that good. Should have gotten it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I thought I'd call and let you know that I did make it over like I told her.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open. Did anybody else go over and get their pie yesterday? Apparently, the parking lot was flooded. Now, I did not make it over yesterday. Now, I thought about it, but, you know, I got busy. And I think a lot of people, it was such a... You would not have thought yesterday was May, and you certainly would not have thought it was Mother's Day. It was a very soupy, cold, gloomy day. It was one of those days where you just lay in bed all day. Take naps. 740-383-9944. Did anybody else make it over and get a piece of strawberry pie on Sunday, yesterday, Mother's Day, at the root beer stand? Would love to hear a report. Did you have to wade through the parking lot? I've never been there when the parking lot is flooded. I don't think I've ever been there during a rainstorm. Maybe you take a canoe over and head on through the parking lot at the root beer stand. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Anybody go over and get the strawberry pie? Do you have any more thoughts on how we should do our giveaways here starting tomorrow? Any more ideas on the atomic clock, which has yet to set itself here in the studio as the morning tricks along? Oh, Mother's Day. The Mother's Day pet peeve I had, by the way, that I started to talk about earlier was, you know, I'm okay with people putting up, it's fine when people, you know, say Happy Mother's Day to their mother, or if the mother is no longer with us, saying Happy Mother's Day to them. You know, I think that's all fine. That's perfectly normal. But we had this conversation last week. Is it normal to say Happy Mother's Day to a woman who's not your mother and not the mother of your kids? So is that normal in the world of social media? 740-383-9944. And I saw a lot of people do this. And maybe it's totally normal. You know, I could be on the outskirts of this one. It might just be a totally normal thing. But I... See, to me... Well, you know, it's complicated on both sides. Because, you know, if you are no longer with the mother of your kids, you're probably not going to send her a gift. Probably. Unless you have a good relationship. You might. Who knows? And you probably don't want anything if you're the mother from the father of your kids. You know, that can go both ways. But I guess you get in good with the wife if you say Happy Mother's Day to her. You know, I know that wives, whether you have kids with them or not, do like to be told Happy Mother's Day. It's like anniversary and Valentine's Day and sweetest day and birthdays and that whole bit. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
it is normal to tell another person that's not related to you or whatever, Happy Mother's Day. When I was at Kroger Saturday, and the people that I went to, I wished them a Happy Mother's Day. So it is normal to do that to other people.
Just people who are not, might not even be mothers.
There's somebody, mother. They worked there at Kroger. They waited on me. They took care of me. So I wish them a Happy Mother's Day.
Well,
that's a normal thing to do. As far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, I think it's fine. I just am curious when it comes to somebody you actually know. Now, like, you know, I think it's perfectly fine to wish, if you know somebody's a mother, you say Happy Mother's Day. But, you know, if you are closely acquainted with the person, I don't know.
I don't know all the people who know my name at work there. I just see them now and then. But if I go to a checkout, or I need some help down the aisle or whatever, and I just tell them, you know, and that was just, to me, that was maybe advice to them to let them know that they would have a Happy Mother's Day.
Sounds good. Well, that's a good deed. Thanks, Bob.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. What do you think? Prize giveaways? Did you go over and get your strawberry pie yesterday at the root beer stand? What do you think of how we do the prize giveaways? Do you have any solutions to the atomic clock? What's the Mother's Day protocol that goes around here in life? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. And tomorrow, we'll start the new contest. I'll have to come up with some trivia questions tonight. And we'll also try to get into my trip to Amish country this past weekend, which I had a lot of fun with. Got to see the giant cuckoo clock, the world's biggest cuckoo clock. Got to see the big horse, biggest horse I've ever seen. Got to see a lot of animals, went into a lot of shops. Had a really interesting, fun time. And a magic shop was closed, which I would have really liked to have gone into. And one morning, we'll have to do magic morning here and see if anybody out in the listening audience knows anything about magic. Marion used to have some very good magicians and actually had a club, I think, at one point of magicians. So we'll have to talk about that sometime. 740-383-9944, 59 minutes past the hour. And again, don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp comes up from 10:10 a.m. this morning until 11 a.m. and Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And Ryan was our winner of our Cinco de Mayo contest. He won a jar of Hirsch Burgers corn and corn salsa. Hirsch Burgers corn salsa. That's what he won. So congratulations to Ryan on being our big winner. All right, that's about it for us here this morning. Hope everybody did have a good Mother's Day. Hope everybody's enjoying the sunshine today after that monsoon that we had yesterday. And hope everybody enjoys their Monday. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
In Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From legendary talk show host, actor, broadcaster, and comedian Charles Grodin.
You know what I'm impressed by. You think I would know this? How you have all this audio?
Oh, you're impressed by this.
Well,